are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, friends, let's get into our first conversation for this morning. And this is in our boyhood feature. Please make sure that you also engage with us as we have the conversation. We're speaking about the boy who is labeled the troublemaker. And we're joined on the line by Brother Mike Ashley Peary to speak on this very subject. Now, a boy labeled as a troublemaker is often a boy whose deeper needs are being overlooked. Sometimes the behavior people correct is actually frustration, it's insecurity, or unmet emotional needs. And advising boys requires recognizing their potential beyond the labels placed on them. Jesus consistently noticed and called unlikely individuals. And the same principle applies to boys who are loud, restless, or misunderstood. They need guidance instead of condemnation. So let's get into it. Brother Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Brother Mike. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
So glad to have you on with us this morning and looking forward to an insightful conversation on the boy that's been labeled a troublemaker. Now, speak to us about how being labeled a troublemaker would typically affect a boy's self-perception and his behavior.
Well, boys usually are guided more by presence more than judgment, you know.
Okay.
The minute you label the boy, you are actually reinforcing the behavior that is toxic, right? Mm. They may have toxic traits at the personality level because of the lack of guidance. So what has happened in the world right now is that there is a pandemic of where boys do not have the mentorship that they need to grow through and to go through life. Mm. There's been a shift globally where people are focusing on the girl child more than they are focusing on the boy child.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in our churches, there's always an emphasis of women and all this. And as a result of that, the boy feels isolated. So the minute you begin to label, you put a label on them, you are reinforcing the rebellion.
Mm.
At the psychological level, at the spiritual level, you're actually reinforcing the rebellion.
Mm.
They might as well take on the label and show you that they're exactly as you think they are, even
sure.
when they are not.
Yeah.
So they tend to get into that that space.
I've heard that before, you know, the whole idea of if I'm going to do the time when I've not done the crime, I might as well do the crime then. If you're already going to treat
exactly.
me like I've done the thing, then I might as well do the thing. Because why am I trying to be disciplined mm-hmm. in this way and yet I'm still being treated like I've done the thing? But what do boys often wish adults understood about how they express themselves?
I think with boys, what they need the most from adults is just time. You know, we haven't carved out time to be with boys. It's like we just unleash them into the world and expect them to function and be okay and manage things out there.
Mm.
It's not easy for a boy to figure out his world alone.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the most successful cultures in the world. And I'm talking about successful at every other level, the level of discipline that they have, such as the Jews, and also the aspect of the Asians and all this, how they guide their own boys,
mm.
is that there is an aspect of being there, being present. And also boys, I think one thing that we need to have for boys is compassion.
Mm. Mm.
We just think like, okay, because they're boys, they're supposed to figure out things. And we treat them as brutally as we can, but we are lacking the compassion that they need as they grow.
Mm. Mm.
So adults need to understand that a boy needs, first of all, before he's a boy, he is a man. He is a human being.
Right.
How would you treat a human being before you put a label on him as a boy or as a girl?
Yeah.
What is it that human beings need first before they are labeled, right?
Mm.
Boys need guidance, but they also need love at the heart of it all.
Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And how do different forms of correction impact boys emotionally and mentally?
Well, the traditional way of dealing with boys has always been harsh, strict, make sure that they follow all these other stuff, and they can actually bend. Boys can bend to that harsh treatment and grow up as men who've been raised on that kind of system. Mm-hmm. But you are not helping by doing that, because you're going to perpetuate that kind of treatment in the lives of people, in the life of a boy as he grows up. You're perpetuating a treatment that's not okay. So if we're going to treat a boy as harshly because we feel like he needs to man up, he needs to have everything in place, we're destroying the boy in the process. Mm. So we need to be careful enough to administer a more human aspect of him before you even label him as a boy. The problem has always been we label before we understand humanity, that is a human first before he's a boy.
Yeah. And I've seen that a lot in our cultures. I want to say actually all culture across the board. It's not even just, I wanted to say African culture, but I think I've seen it across the board where it's like you have to be tough on a boy. That's how you'll raise him to be a tough guy. He'll be a strong man. And if you're not tough with them, they'll be soft. They'll be weak. They'll be, mischievous. You really have to be a bit harsher or harder on boys. And I've never really understood why. And I think it goes back to what you're saying, that before seeing them as a boy, they are a human being, just like the girl is a human being. There's nothing, he's not born with any special superpowers.
Because in humanity, the first aspect when you understand that he's a human being before he's a boy is that intertwined in our lives is vulnerability, We are vulnerable, and we whether you're a man, you're a woman, you're a boy, you're a girl, there's vulnerability to being a human being. Mm. From the time that an infant is born, they need to be dependent. They're vulnerable. They can't fend on their own and all this. So it's like when they become boys, at some point, we forget that they are vulnerable creatures as well. They need the love, they need the guidance, they need the protection that they can get as well.
Sure, that's beautiful. Yeah. And what strengths might be present beneath impulsive or inattentive behavior? What is it that we might be missing when we label a young man as this or that, as rebellious, because he seems to be doing his own thing all the time. He seems to struggle to sit still and pay attention. What are the things, the strengths that lie beneath that are being hidden by this outward behavior and the labeling that
it's necessary? What research shows at the psychological level is that most of the boys that we label in school, this one is mischievous, is all these other stuff. When you get them out of the school setup and put them, let's say, in nature, when they go out there in nature, those become natural leaders of their group.
Mm. Mm.
So the very thing that we were condemning and say is impulsive, it doesn't sit down, it makes noise and all this, when they're in their natural setup, such as in the wild or when they go out there, they become natural leaders.
Yeah.
So we need to have the discernment to see beyond the brokenness that the child may be exhibiting in a controlled environment.
And that
requires you to be able to point out and say, hey, listen, behind all this, most boys are rough diamonds.
Okay.
They are rough, but they're diamonds, They need the chiseling, and that chisel will not call, you can't be... You need to be careful to chisel a diamond, otherwise you'll break it.
Yeah.
And most people are not trained on how to handle diamonds. You have to go to an expert who knows how to cut the diamond so that it comes up in its different facets. So a boy may have all those edges that you don't like and you condemn and you keep reinforcing, but not knowing that those are the same edges that will make them become leaders.
Mm.
I have met people that have been through the most, and through those things, they have come up to be these gentle giants.
Yeah.
They were bullies at some point, but now they're gentle giants and they're protecting the ones that have been bullied before. They're the ones that are enforcing the rules and all that.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. And what practices can help boys to channel their energy in ways that honor God and build other people up?
Okay, so if I was talking directly to boys, it's always getting to be aware of what it means to be a boy, and that you are called, you're called to be a very different person than a girl. You're there to protect the people that are around you as a boy. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's responsibility. The first thing that defines who a boy, when a boy would transition to become a man, is that they need that sense of responsibility. Mm-hmm. So if I can, if I'm working around the house, I'm a boy, I can ask mom or dad and say, hey, listen, what are some of the things that I can do today? You know, can I clean the yard? Can I do this? The more I do stuff as a boy, the more I gain the competences as I grow, you know? Mm. So if we can, boys love to be challenged. No wonder they like sports.
Yeah.
I remember I used to run away from home to go and play soccer the whole day because I felt I was more challenged out there and being beaten by my friends. And I come back, I feel like, okay, that was more exciting for me than just to sit around where I'm not, there's no activity.
Yeah.
There's no activity at all. So if we can give boys challenges where they can be challenged, you know, I remember when I was young, my grandmother, she's the one that helped me actually become more competent as a boy and then later on as a man because she started giving me responsibilities such as budgeting in the house. Okay. You know, she gets paid. And when she gets paid, she would say, hey, listen, this is the money that we have in the house. Can you sit down with me and budget?
Oh, wow.
And you'll be the one to go and buy things in the shops. And wow. I would protect the money in the house because they realized the money was going missing and they needed to integrate me in the system. And I became a protector of that money that would come in. I would protect it. I would make sure I come back with change and I give her because I felt the weight of responsibility that I'm taking care of things around.
Yes.
So if we can begin to challenge boys that way, we will transform them with responsibility. Mm-hmm. And responsibility will give them a sense of meaning. And the sense of meaning will give them a sense of direction in life and they will gain their respect as they grow.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much for coming through. Such a beautiful conversation. Final words for that young man out there who has been labeled a troublemaker, as well as for those who are often quick to label a young man as a troublemaker. Final thoughts that you'd like to share?
First of all, if it's the label that has been put on you, you do not have to take it as a gospel truth. Mm. It is somebody else's expression of opinion. People's opinions are not the final word about how you're going to turn out in life.
Mm.
I remember growing up and being labeled so many times, you're going to fail, you'll be like your father, you'll be a drunkard and all this other stuff. These were all labels by people who did not understand how destiny will play out. And today the same people are so proud of my growth as a person who was like that. You know, they are shocked because it's God that has the final word on your life. You have to get back and have a connection, a living connection with God. God does not put any labels that are down. God doesn't kick you when you're down. So you do not need to kick yourself and you do not need to allow people to kick you when you're down. If there are parents that are like that, that like to speak negative stuff, you are affecting the destiny of a child.
Yeah.
There are children who don't have the psychological resources to deal with that aspect of you putting a label on them. They will not have them. And then they will end up being exactly as you have said. They might not have the psychological resources. So you need to be careful as a parent and the things that you say to boys. You can build them with words or you can destroy them with your word.
Powerful. Thank you so much, Mike, for coming through. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and I trust that you're going to have a wonderful day further, and I look forward to connecting with you again sometime soon. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much for this invitation.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.